Case, please.
Case number 12942, Keystone Novelties Distributors seeks a special use exception for a temporary tent sale. Sections 11580 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located east of Roxana Road and south of Atlantic Avenue. The 911 address is 34960 Atlantic Avenue in Ocean View. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 330.01. We have no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail return. And I believe the applicant is seeking a 3-year approval for this as well.
And just for the record, this is Mr. Siri, who's previously been sworn in this evening.
Yes, sir. So at the other Hawker's location, we were down there, did a site visit. There were some discussions about what they're doing with this area where you see the tent mark now. And we had a discussion, I guess there's a barbecue stand that sets up in the front row parking on the parking lot. So we had the option to go down towards the gas pumps. We could fit the tent in there. It's about 5 feet far enough away from the gas pumps. It wasn't the ideal spot in several ways for things. There was some traffic concerns, and there were, again, gas and fireworks don't mix. Fire guys don't like that. I don't particularly like to be closer than I need to be, but it was technically legal according to NFPA 1124, which is what we tend to make sure that all of our tents meet that. So they came back later and said that this area where we're sitting now, they have some plans for that, but that there was nothing that was going to happen before we came, for this agreement. So this is a 1-year agreement that probably both ended up that way. I believe they are looking at doing something in that area at some point in the future. I asked them if there were any building permits, because typically if there's existing permits in the area we're looking to operate in, it tends to gum up the works. They said no. Currently it's cleared off. It's a stone. So we would set up there. There's plenty of room for parking. There's plenty of room for storage. And I believe this is a very safe and provides good exposure for us. We're happy with the location. We realize it may not be available in the future, in which case we'll see if we can find another suitable spot. If not, then we'll look at a different property. But this one is really a very comfortable setup from my perspective. It's out of the way. It's not in the traffic lanes. It's not taking up existing parking close to the store. It provides us a good deal of opportunities and space to operate without a lot of concern. So we would use a stake tent. That would be the main difference with the setup.
Questions?
Same hours?
Yep, same hours.
Thank you.
Days of operation?
Same. Yep. I mean, again, ours would be on or after, June 21st. That's kind of the typical, because depending on, how our clerks, when they're available. In Delaware, we're starting the tents in the 21st if we can, because they don't let us sell past the 4th. Most of the other states we operate in, we can sell to the 5th or 6th. So some of our other tents open up the second week, but generally here to get a good season, for everybody, the clerks and us, we're going to try and open up all the tents that are staffed on the 21st and use the same hours of operation.
So you say the only difference here is that this is a stake tent?
Yeah, because the area over there it's not macadam. We won't be having to worry about whether they let us penetrate the blacktop. And staking a tent is typically the safest way. It's a little bit not cost prohibitive, but it's an additional cost to bring in enough weight to seriously weight a tent. And that's why I only use I mean, I won't use more than a 30 by 30. Typically, I use a 20-40 as the largest tent that I will wait, because when you get larger than that, you have to bring in so much concrete. You feel like you're building a building, you know, if you really want to hold it down, legitimate, you know. So we'll stake it. That'll keep our costs down, and it makes it, you know, convenient and more efficient for us.
Sharp.
Just a couple for the record. Just like the other one where all lights are inside?
Yes, sir.
No speakers or noise coming from it?
Nope.
No smells or vibrations?
Correct.
What kind of security are you going to have for this?
Again, this is the same. This is the same thing. It'll be up to the clerks if they want to, you know, as a team, if somebody wants to stay on site. The landlord was not opposed to that, so they would, somebody could stay. And over leaving a lot. The clerks generally work in teams. If they want a storage unit, I'll provide one for them, and then they will pack it up, lock it up, and you know, come back and do that.
And you said that the landlord has a right to relocate this after the first year, right?
Yeah, we have a single-year contract. I mean, that's just the I thought the other one was multi-year, but it looks like they were both negotiated at the same time. So this one is a single year, which makes sense for this, because I mean, I have no idea what they're, you know, how far along they are in the planning or whatever they're going to do with that. They just, they made that comment that there was some construction vehicles there that they were preparing that for some future, you know, stuff. So I, you know, we agreed to take it, and if they build on it, we will move along, or, you know, find another location of the property, in which case, if you did approve a three-year, you know, I understand the consequences that if they move the tent, that requires that we come back for another approval.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Anyone else? Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Further questions from the board? At this point, we will close the public hearing for case number 12942. Is there a motion for case number 12942?
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the requested special use exception for case number 12942, Keystone Novelty Distributors, utilizing the hours and days of operation as stated, and that the as part of the motion that it would be for a one-year period of time, and because the operation will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Is that for the period from June 21st to 7-4?
With 3 days in front and
July 10th.
July 10th for teardown. Yes, sir.
Second.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion by Dr. Carson, second by Mr. Williamson. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So case, or with a vote of 3-0, case number 12942 has been approved.